Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I hope that your week has been fantastic, but I also know with a work week, there's lots of things to do. And so be it Friday, I hope that you can just say, woo, I made it. I made it through the week. Things worked out well, and what didn't work out well, that's okay. I'll attack it again on Monday. So may you be blessed on your weekend and have a wonderful weekend. Let's go before the Lord in prayer before we get started. Lord, I love you on today, and thank you, Lord, for the revelation knowledge that you are God. I just thank you so much for your word. I thank you for your will for our lives, that you had a wonderful plan for our lives. May we line up with your will and your plan for our lives, and may we be fulfilled and fulfill the promise from it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back to the book of John chapter 6. And over in starting in about in 50 or so, verse 50 or so, Jesus starts talking about eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood. And of course, it was a metaphor. It was symbolic to the suffering of him on the cross. But he was speaking to the Jews and they did not understand. And they were saying, this is a hard saying, and I'm going to read that. It says that on verse 55, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And so I'm sure they were thinking, this is cannibalism. There's no way. But he wasn't speaking of his literal body. He was speaking of his blood on the cross and his life that he would give for a ransom for many. And that's what he was talking about. And as you travel over now to verse 66, there's something that's being said here, because after that, after these sayings, many people started to disperse. And let's read 66 in John chapter 6. From that time, many of his disciples went away and walked no more with him. They left. And it says, many of his disciples, many of the disciplined ones, many of the ones that were listening to his teaching. And we were talking about that just a couple of days ago, or was it yesterday? We were talking about people that in 1 John 2:19, you know, if they had been of us, no doubt they would have continued with us. And so it's saying that they weren't of him. And a lot of times people come to church, and they come to even events or clubs or organizations or companies or whatever. And it's the popular thing to do. It's the great thing to do at the time, or even in relationships. It's exciting to be with you right now. But when it starts getting down to the nook and cranny, to the nitty gritty, and it's then that rubber meets the road, who's going to be there? Who's going to stay? Who's committed? It's the same thing with marriage. Who's committed? And I know that sometimes divorce happened. I've went through a divorce, and it was very unpleasant and hard and hurtful, and I felt a tremendous amount of rejection, and it was one of the hardest times in my life. So I know that there's circumstances that happen that sometimes things just don't work out right. But in this scripture, we're talking about people that were listening to the word of God. They had the word right in front of them, the living word. Jesus is the word of God. They had it right there in front of them, and they said, oh, this is a hard saying. And they didn't further it. They didn't keep going with him and say, Jesus, explain this to us. This is a hard saying. They walked away. They walked away. And then in 67, it says, then said Jesus unto the 12 disciples that were left, will ye also go away? Will you leave too? And Peter says something key here. Then Simon Peter said, answered him, Lord, To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Where are we going to go? He believed that Jesus was the Christ. And he says, where are we going to go from here? Who are we going to go to? We are in front of the living word of God. We're in front of the Christ that take away the sins of the world. The one that the prophets have been speaking about all these years. The one that we've heard about and read about. And we're sitting right in front of him. And we don't understand everything you're saying. But where are we going to go? That's commitment. Although Peter later denied Jesus because he was afraid, you know what? And he ended up being sold out for God, which tells you a couple of things. We can fall by the wayside. We can like do something that we think, oh my God, Jesus is never going to take us back. And he does, because he has long suffering with us. But Peter says, where are we going to go? And that's the question to us today. Where are we going to go? Who has the words of eternal life? Does the $1 million hold it? No. Does all the money in the world, what good is it to gain all the wealth in the world and lose your soul? Why go and gather all that up and still go to hell? It wasn't worth it. Jesus has the words to eternal life. This book is living word. This Bible is living word. It has eternal life in it. Where else are we going to go? Who has life for me? See, that's one thing about the people that don't believe in God. What alternative are you going to give me? You know, people that don't believe, the atheists. You know, we spend time, you know, some people spend time denouncing God and say he doesn't exist. And if he did exist, he would do this. And if he did exist, people wouldn't be starving. And if he did exist, or we feel, you know, we know now why the sun comes out every day and the stars come out at night, because we have scientific evidence to prove that we have the knowledge and it's expanding every day. But what do you have for me regarding eternal life, that my life here meant something? That it wasn't just eating and drinking and going to work and do. It wasn't just that. Who has eternal life? What alternative do you have for me that my soul is going to be at rest? Who has that? Jesus has that. He has the gift of eternal life. What option do you have for me that one day I will have no more tears and no more crying and there will be no sickness, no disease? Who has that for me? Who is going to put this at rest? Who's going to do it? Who's going to make sense of this all? Because this has got to make sense one day. I know there's some people like, this doesn't mean anything. We know we live, we die. No, I just refuse to believe that. And if at the end of the day, which I know this isn't true, but at the end of the day, I lived for Christ, and at the end of the day, say there was no Christ, I lived a good life. And I lived according to some standards and some principles that not only service my life, but everyone that came in contact with me. And if I live in this life and just do whatever I want and that harms people, what good was I to society? Think about that. Join me on tomorrow. Actually, it's going to be Monday on The Word in Me. May you be blessed. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless.